week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. A six-year-old in Ambridge is proving that you don't have to be a grown-up to make a difference in the lives of the less fortunate.
Anaya has a heart for children. She's born with that servant's heart. My name's Sue Otto. I'm the director of Center for Hope in Ambridge. She came one day and was handing out toothpaste and personal products for kids. And when she ran out, she was mortified and told Mommy that she felt really bad that these kids didn't have these things.
My name's Anaya, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm doing a project so that the kids that were poor won't be poor anymore.
My name is Connie Maven, and I am better known as Anaya's mommy. We were volunteering one evening, and she was handing out toiletries for some of the homeless that go there, and they were adult toiletries, and she loves to have fun at bath time, and she's like, Mom, what about the kids? The kids wouldn't like this stuff. And I didn't really think anything of it, but she talked about this for days. For days, she was concerned about, what about the kids? The kids should have stuff for bath time, too, or they should have fun toothpaste and toothbrushes, too. So I said, well, let's go to the store. We went to the dollar store and got some stuff, and initially, we used our own money and made some bags and donated them, and she just got addicted to it, to be honest with you. And then she made a little video that I put on my personal Facebook page explaining to people what she was doing, and the response was crazy. Everybody wanted to donate. They wanted to send her things. So I started to get friends sending donations, bubble baths and things like that. And then people started to want to send money. And that's when we set up the GoFundMe page, and it grew from there. She's raised over $1,000 all on her own, and she's speaking at preschools, and now other kids are donating stuff, so it's really grown. And we've probably donated over 200 bags in almost a year.
The first step that you had to do, you had to take a bag, and then you open it up, and then you put in a toothbrush. And then you need the soap for them to take a bath with. And you need a comb for them. And then you're going to need these bath crackles. And you put it in the water. And the water will change the color of that tap was. You just got to let it melt. And then it will turn into that color. And you need toothpaste for the kids to brush their teeth also. And then you need a scrunchie. And then some lip balm. Last but not least, we have a thank you note. It says, I love you. God bless you. Love Anaya XOXOXOXO and lots of hearts.
It's a lot of work, especially she was 5 when she started this.
After we make these bags today, we're going to take them to the Center of Hope today. And we're going to also make a trip to the women's shelter sometime to give them to the kids that don't have stuff.
Anaya glows when she's helping. She will light up and become a different person because she loves helping. Something that fuels her.
I've been really excited about it, but I don't know why. I'm just always excited every day. I don't think there's nothing bad about it. I'd rather be really happy every single day instead of being sad.
To see Anaya at work and learn about others having a positive impact on our community, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.